Going back to the first din of Kalfuf, Shinin Ches, we're up to Sif Yud Beis. Hope Mitzvah Shem to finish Shinin Ches. So the sod we had right at the beginning of Hilchas Kalfuf was that if you have a Kalfuf, which is bigger than Beis Hasayim, it gets a din Kalmelis, you can't carry that. We're talking about Kalfuf, it's not next to a house. Stam a Kalfuf, a lumber yard, which has no Tashmisha Dira. So if it's more than a Beis Hasayim, you can't carry that. Less than a Beis Hasayim or less, you're allowed to carry that. If you have a Kalfuf, which is taken more than a Beis Hasayim, so, if you make a path in the middle of it, which separates the two parts, and that path is, then it's two parts. Or, you can make a mechitza in the middle of it. In Chaznish state, I think, you could even make, like, say, a Tzusa Pesach in the middle of it. So you make a Tzusa Pesach across it.
No,
it's not going complicated. Along the whole way. So you've got a Kalfuf like this, and you make it, switch, and it's three saw. I'm asking, all right, let's not complicated. Three saw, the whole thing's three saw. So what you do is you make a Tzusa Pesach from there to there. It's just one and a half each, so it's all right, and you can carry in each one of them. Any mechitza can break a kalfuf. So now, we have a case like this. In Sifud Beis. We have a kalfuf. Which is, the whole thing is taka three saw. The whole kalfuf is three saw. From there to there, is, let's say, one. One's also good. One. So if we say we have a mechitza which separates that part from that part, then we have a kalfuf of two, a kalfuf of one. So you'll have to carry in each one of them. So where's the mechitza? So the mechitza is, the way the Shulchan Aruch learns, the mechitza of pi tikra yoyed v'soysim. Have a tikra, and the pi tikra we imagine is yoyed v'soysim. We had this before, yoyed v'soysim. Problem with my picture is, which is the problem of Shulchan Aruch, that we had before, that pi tikra, you have three walls, and you have a thing coming out at the end of it, pi tikra yoyed v'soysim. But if it's ki'al ziloi, which means that the pi tikra is slanting, the end of the wall is slanting, you do not say pi tikra yoyed v'soysim. There's the cloud. But here we're talking about, it's because the Gemara Zet sign is afal, here we're talking about it is slanting. That's the case. So the mechaber, sifud base, kalfuf base shloisha soin, the korem imenu beiso, and one saw has a roof now. Mutter, it's mutter. Afirem akiru meshupa, even if the kiru is slanting. Why? Because you say pitikri over soisim. And of the kasha, but we don't say pitikri over soisim when it's slanting. The teretz says we're not learning now really hilchas mechitzas. We haven't got here three walls and we want to carry somewhere. And we're clearing, have we got a fourth wall? Have we not got a fourth wall? Let's make sure we've got a good fourth wall. Today, and the fourth wall shouldn't be slanting. We're talking about here a kalfuf. It's a chumra d'rabbanon, that a place which hasn't got tashmishei dira, you shouldn't carry there. On that chumra d'rabbanon, it was good enough. We make even a tite koyove soysam on a slant. So Chaim Kanievsky clears, the pshat is that it's a kula, and we make but really a pitikra is not really a pitikra. Which is slanting? And the other pshat is because midiraisa pitikra, even if it's slanting, maybe you can use it. Nafkamina, whether you can use pitikra in Klayim or other places, is the real thing that slanting pitikra is a pitikra, and therefore we use it here? Or is the real din that slanting pitikra is not slanting pitikra? No, here we talk and say it's okay, because it's only a kalfuf tikadin. It's a shayla. But don't stay in Shulchan Aruch. So the Shulchan Aruch, kalfuf beis shloisha soin, vikora beis so, muta afilim akiru meshupa. So the Meshabura, Tadikala Mutter should be tikka yoyva soysam, v'havi kila mechitza mafsekas, ben asoa makura, l'vei so she'ena makura, v'nimtza she'en shoma, l'vei so she'en. V'afilim akirim v'shupa. Ke'en gagin shalonu, shapir ba'alachsoin, which the end of it is slanting. V'kumar shmelon, shagam piti kukuzur, yoy v'soyisam, af agav de lekamon. V'sim ashin, samachal v'sibay sosam amachab d'chich l'biti kubishibur, loyom mene piti kubishibur, you can't say it on a slant. Chilku achoinim, zong d'achoim, the difference. Shan, yochde bin atoyush, yosay yochde gomel lekola alma, shambu kvar mechitzes. Esh rachomim, gozru bikav yosim esesayim, lochi kilu biti kashbir b'shifur, mashen kenos nivus mechitzalim, when you say it You want to make a mechitzah, the fourth mechitzah, you can't use a slanty bitikur. That is the pshat which state in Mechaber. There is another pshat which state in Bas Yosef and state elsewhere, which is Nagea, a big shaila. And that is, tape a clay, this part has a roof. The whole thing's roofed. Unless we're talking about there's only one strip. Our pashtas, the whole thing is kiru. If the whole thing's roofed, it's a big shaila, bichlal, whether a kalfaf, a roofed kalfaf, is a kalfaf. Have a huge warehouse, which is a kalfaf. Nobody eats there, nobody thinks there. It's a kalfaf. Has that got din? A kalfaf, it's got a roof on it. It's also in some learned chat that a roofed kalfaf is not a kalfaf. So what do we need all business of slanting for? Anyway, you got two over there. You got one over there which isn't a kalfaf. So that could be a chat here. Some learn that chat. And they forget about the whole idea of slanting and the whole thing. It's not because there's a mechitza going down. It's a different reason. Because there's a roof. So the roof is ois kalfaf, so you're left with two. The Prima Godim, Tif'emfa, why we don't say that pshat here says, even if a roofed kalfaf is not a kalfaf, but in this case it won't be like that, because it's mute. It's tak have a huge warehouse and it's a kalfaf, and chanam it's not a kalfaf. But here, because that's only a miut, so mele, the roof will go after the roof, and you'll say it's all a kalfaf. That's why you have to come on to have a mechitza. Shtei elsnish in this Shulchan Aruch, on Bas Yosef et and sport later, the shaila of a roofed kalfaf, can it be a kalfaf or not? Sif Yud Gimel. Kalfaf beis sasayim metzumtzum. It's also a very wichtige din, this legaba other dinim. We have a kalfaf. Look at this kalfaf over here, the top one, first. We have a kalfaf here. And here is a chotzes next to a house. Now this is a kalfaf. No one's changed it. It's a kalfaf. No one's tried to be makifit any difference. It is a kalfaf. And here's a chotzer. You're allowed to carry in the chotzer. And here's your house. So you know I'm allowed to carry here, chotzer. I'm allowed to carry in this kalfaf because it was exactly a base of sign. A drop less. It was exactly a base of sign. So I can carry here. And there was a wall going through it from there to there. Maybe it had a little door. There's a wall going from there to there. So I have in my chotzer, I can carry in. My kalfaf, I can also carry in. Because this is, we're going with this shayla now always, based on sign, you can carry. More than that, you can't. I can carry here, because it's only based on sign. What happened was, this wall fell down. The wall over there fell down. Now that the wall fell down, what does that space, if that space would be added, I'm learning now, not like says Ndushu. Ndushu brings the Chazanish. But Asach Len Nishtazoi. Pashtus, it's like I'm showing you. Shukhnochagav and the Bach, I'll learn like my picture. So, if this space now becomes part of the Kalfaf, then you'll end up with 1152 square meters. You'll end up with a Yoysa Misesayim, a drop more. If this space stays as part of the Chotzer, then the Kalfaf is still a Kalfaf, and that's part of the Chotzer. So, Shaitazoi. So how do I decide if this space belongs to the kalfaf or belongs to the chotzer? So if I were to put, why can I carry in the chotzer? Because the chotzer's got gifufi, it's got two sides. It's not three walls, it's four walls. One, two, three with two sides. If I were to put a lechi there and a lechi there, then you'd say the kalfaf still is the kalfaf. If the wall got broken down and it left over two little sides, not b'milua, not in ganzen open, then you'll say the kalfaf is still the old kalfaf. The kalfaf still has its sides, and it's still only the size of the kalfaf. So an alocha is a wichtig alocha for later ilolot. If you have a lechi on either side, that's good enough. So a din that if you have a lechi, you have to have a lechi. If you have a thing over here, you have a lechi on either side, then it's good. Yeah? It's good, you have a lechi on either side. If you have it mamash like this picture, like that, those two lechayim are good for this chotzer. They're working for this chotzer. Right. This is called a lechi mibachutz. Now in Hilchas lechi, we paskin, a lechi from outside is also good. Right? So if this is a good lechi, then that lechi would make as if I've got a lechi inside. If it makes as if I've got a lechi inside, if it's a good lechi, what's enough if it's good, not good, wasn't good, not good? If it's more than 4 amas, it can't be a lechi. It's all we learn later, Yetzu Shev. So if it's more than 4 amas, it's not a good lechi. So if it would be taka, less than 4 amas, so then, on the other side, it doesn't matter, because if it's more than 4 amas, so it's not a lechi, it's only meruba, it'll help it. But for this side, it's open in ganzen. To make it good, it'll be a lechi. When's it a lechi? If it is less than 4 amas. If it's less than 4 amas, then it's a lechi. So we imagine that that is a closure for this over here. We haven't gained any territory for the kalfuf, and therefore, the kalfuf you can still carry in because it hasn't become bigger. Aber, if the lechi is more than 4 amas, you can't imagine that this lechi should work for there because it doesn't. It's a lechi, 4 amas is not a lechi. Meila, this comes further. And Meila, it's too big and you can't carry that. What kasha do you want to ask me? So the Chaznishvei Takasha, that even if the lechi is a good lechi, he holds it would only block it off at that second line. So therefore, he's still gained. It doesn't make a difference if the lechi is a good lechi or not a good lechi. What am I saying? If the lechi is a good lechi, then you haven't made any more ground for the thing because you've blocked it off over there, where the old wall used to be. Chaznishtan, it's not true. You've blocked it off later, so you've also gained. So you don't gain with a lechi. So he's got a whole different echetimtza. Oh, but Lamasa, in Bach, Shulchan Aruch Rav, they all say that in this case, the lechi would help you as if the lechi was on the wall how it used to be. There's another case where you can't use the lechi, and that would be, when another case, if this wall would advance into there. If these walls advanced into there, there's another case you can't use the lechi. Look, those walls go further. You can only use the lechi when you look out of there and you see it. If you look out of there, you can't see it. So then you'll have also the same problem. So, if we're trying to say, so if it's more than Dalad Amos, or if the Koislim go in, then, and the wall came down, that would become part of the lechi, part of the kalfuf, and you can't carry in the kalfuf. See, if you gimel, kalfuf face sosayim, mitzumtam. Now this is labdafke. It's not chotza shenifutzu b'miluim. It would be that the chotza is like that and the other one's like that. If so, the chotza you also couldn't carry in. We have to make the chotza like that to make the chotza allowed to be carried. Hakalfuf osa b'mneishem mukem amechitza meyatroi. The place of the mechitza meyatroi is extra on the base of sayim. V'nasa yosa sayim and it's no good. So all I told you is in mishabur. So the Mishabu Tzadi Gimel, Kalkav Mitzuntzev, Mitzuntzev, Veloi Hoya Mukav Ledira, Shenifutzu Bemiluam Zeh Lezeh, Haloshen Megumgem, it's wrong, De Be'emes Im Shneim Nifutzu Bemiluam Gamachotza Osa, if the Taka be like this, Gamachotza Osa, Shaharei Hu Pesul Chubosu Kalfu Shenesa, if the wall came down between them, then you've lost everything. El Amari, that the Chotza was still Mutter, because the Chotza was Rochav Mea Kalfu, like my picture, the rochav was wider, v'nishari gifufim, and there was left over 2 sides matzdodim, v'alken achotza mutter delo nifus b'milu ila kalfuf, because the chotza is not open to the kalfuf. The chotza has 1, 2, 3, and 2 little ones, that makes 4. V'gam ma'ri shepirtza chotza lo yosem es amas, to be yosem amas avinishari v'shem es ritual, you can't have more than 10 amas of space, that's obvious. So you're left with, the chotza is kosher, because the chotza's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 2 little ones, less than 10 amas. But this is in Ganson Open. Ganson Open's a problem. What do? We say it's a problem, and the extra space goes, the bricks, where it used to be the Bechitza, go on the side of the Kalfuf, and they become a Kalfuf, and you've got a Kalfuf bigger than Sasayim. Why? Shemokema Bechitza miyatru, da ave achotza eno ise yoisabe Sasayim, mimshim shu ave amuta. The ave achotza don't worry about, because the ave achotza is separate. That's ave amuta. But mokem amechitza, that's the problem. Eina beklal achotze is not necessarily beklal achotze. It becomes nitztaref im akalfa. We say yosef is the same. You have a problem. When that's yosef is the same. Now, so the mishabura, but only if ma'iri shekoyis le'akalfa or either nichnosim metoch achalal achotze bifnim, either these go in, and therefore this becomes part of the kalfa, or this is more than daladamas. doesn't go to mifnem. Oy shei kosa chod shebitzad bitzad. This gimel test is a mistake. Zeh bitzad zeh yisayim aruchem akal ka arba amas bimlav ein zeh nekunifus bemelui. It doesn't even explain clearly, but the answer is because this would become a lechi and this would make as if it's closed off on this side, and you wouldn't add on this, the extra piece to the kalfah, because you have a lechi on the other side which goes on this side. Obba, if it's more than dalad amas, you can't, it's not called a lechi. Or if it's the kalfav continues in, it's not good. You can't use it as a lechi, and therefore it's got a problem. The kalfav has gone bigger. Sif yudalad is another case which you've had already, which is this case. We've had it before. This case over here. So you built, you had a kalfav here, you had a house, you had a kalfav which was already built. That's the order one, and then you had a house and you opened your house to it. Noch nicht geht. The house has to come first. Yes, yeah. So you knew it wasn't good. So you said, okay, it's no good. I've got an etzer. I'll make a new mechitza. So you made here a sloppy mechitza over there between the two. So now I've made a new mechitza. We had this case before once. We had a new mechitza, and it's got a little pesach in to get into your kalfav. So now So you did it the right way, that it was posach al b'soy fukaf, because that wall was the new wall that came, which made the new hekaf. So it becomes a posach and a hukaf together. But since your mechitza wasn't too good, it all fell down one day. All fell down. Now what are you left with? So you'll say, posach, I've still got posach. Teretz is no good, because the old mechitza was there before the hekaf. See if you're dalid. We've said this before. Because we have the shayla then, when you build the wall on the two sides of the thing to make it less than, you take away the soil. Fait the gorn, it's no good, because it's the same thing. You're taking away the soil, you're left with the old mechitza. Of Dave's of the Mishabur. No, it's different, because there I'm digging under and getting back a new mechitza, which wasn't there. Here, the mechitza's always been there, and the old mechitza's no good. See if you dalad, kalf of Yusum is a sayam shalok of Ladira. Possibly pesav also mechitza lefonov yosem asora v'hutali de mechitza zu. You made a good 10 mechitza, and therefore you're allowed to carry there. Sha'al yod the bottle mechitza yishoyna shloisa shem dira, and now because I've got a new mechitza. Well, okay, achakach nofla mechitza achreina choyze li suray. The whole thing comes back. Also sif tzadik zayin possibly pesach aloshem megumim gzas mekar dwar mevur biyosa shehismich shloisha gesolim. Because here it says you open the gate. It's, to get the exact case of the gemara is hismich shloisha gesolim. You have three walls, and then you had a house. Uboy also Pesach, and that's too late. And Shleibos are Pesach Achakovash Exon Dleimahani, because the door came after the walls. Therefore, to make it good, also become Mechitza Chadosha. That's to have a Kalfa Lachab Sicha. You could have made it here, you could have made it there, you could have made it anywhere, because you're making a new wall. Because he made on this side because he wanted to get into the kalfav. Even if you just made it 10, even if you didn't do it the whole way across, is also good as even a paskin dot in the mechaba. That some say that they have to be the whole way across. Even if you bashed it down, it makes a difference. They listen to my mechitza yishoyna, because you thought, I'll be clever now, I'll knock it down, and I'll use the first mechitza. Gam kelei mahani, because it's chosel yisurei. V'lo yominon, kemen sha kalfav huta pa machas, once it's become muta ein chosel yisurei, it doesn't become osa. Kosu ha-poisim, tim echot mitzida ha-kalfav hu koisel shal bayis, voya posach ele misafuka v'nofa la koisel, it's mamash a wall. Alpha gav din yishayu koisel gavoi, this is the case we spoke of before, you have external wall, which was the wall which you built. Even if it's here, you got another mechitza inside the kalfav. Even if it's your house, but the external wall was the house which was built in correctly for the kalfav, and the external wall fell down, and now you want to use the inner wall. Afgan shayu kosi gavur shavasim soisim akalbiken nisay nesa kalfav shamechitza panimis, the internal walls of your house lechadoma panimim nasu v'loy lasis kosi lekalv leidom mechitza chazon shalizev zeh nasu. And here on the bottom in the bia locha in tzadik ches he says poshet. You say you take away the offer and it becomes good. That case where it's 19 high and you put 9.5 offer, and then you take for one Shabbos, the Truma Sedeshon says you take away the offer, it's good. So Dr. Bishad Tzion to Teretz the Gorn's Kasha, Shani Osam, the Ovid Masa Begufa Koisel. You changed the Koisel, you took away the soil. Hoysa Mechila Steamer Bafer, it was like under the ground. Bechoysa Shalgaba is a new wall. Masheke Nocha, Lerbe Klim, you didn't do anything. You just left the wall there, which wasn't a good wall, so it's no good.
Chaim Shalom.